The following are the continued questions from the Bhavan Journal, answered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 29, 1976, at the New Brindavan Farm Community.
Sometimes we meet people in our preaching activities. They may, of course, claim to be very devout Christian or Muslim, but at the same time they will blaspheme Krishna. Is it possible that such persons can actually be associates of God?
It is just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are so many Christians, so many Jews, so many Mohammedans, Hindus, everyone is there. It is a question of understanding. So in the beginning, but if he is serious to understand what is God, then he will accept Krishna, the Supreme God. If he knows what is God, then he will understand, here is God. If he remains in darkness, he does not know what is God, then how he will understand Krishna? He will understand Krishna as one of us. That's all. But if he knows what is God, then he will understand. Yes, here is. Just like if a person knows what is goal, then anywhere goal he'll understand here is goal. Does that mean only goal in certain shop, only goal available? But if he knows what is God, what is meaning of God, that we'll find in Krishna in fullness. Krishna su Bhagavan Sam. The Shastra says, how is Bhagavan? What is Bhagavan? You should understand and see from the activities of Krishna whether he is not Bhagavan. So it is required brain to understand. I say, here is God. Now it is up to you. If you know what is God, then test it and then you'll accept God. If you do not know how to test it, then you may refuse. That is another thing. You'll accept iron as God. That is your ignorance. You do not know what is God. But if you actually know what is God, you will accept Krishna as God. There is no doubt about it. So this is the only platform. Bhagavad Gita. Everyone come and take Krishna and understand God and learn how to love Him, and your life is perfect.
But if the Christians are saying that this is the only platform, Bible, and the Muslims are saying this is the only platform, Quran, and the community of followers of Bhagavad,
we have to see by the result. The result is the only platform, that's the only platform that is decided. Savipam sam paro dharma, that is actually religion. How? Jato bhakti yadakkade. If one has learned how to love God, if there is no love of God, then what is the use of claiming that this is the only platform? Where is the sign of love of God? That is to be seen. Simply if you say, everyone will say, this property is the best, or my understanding is, but there must be practical proof. The practical proof, how to love God. What is the process of loving God? If you do not know your relationship with God and others' relationship with God, then how you know God? What is lacking? Nobody can give clear conception of God. Can the Christian give? Then where is love of God? If we have no understanding of what is God, where is the question of love? Love is not fictitious. You cannot love air. You love a person, a beautiful person, a beautiful woman. You cannot say, I love air. I love Krishna. When there is question of love, there must be a person. So who is that person whom you want to love? But they have no personal conception of love. Neither can describe the personal beauty, capacity, strength, karishadya purna. There is no such description. So they have got the conception of God, but actually they do not know what is God. But religion means you must know God and love Him. That is religion. That is first class religion. Is that clear or not?
Yes.
When there is question of love, then you must know what is God. Then love. But if you do not know who is God, then how do you love Him?
Are these actually the tangible signs by which one can judge what is real religion?
Yes. Real religion is how to love God. And love cannot be done without knowing the person whom we love. That is the criterion. Test. So if you have no conception, God, His personality, then how you love? What is the question of love? Love is something tangible. It is not fictitious. So we accept Krishna consciousness. Krishna is God, and we are worshipping Krishna. And we are making progress. Just see our behavior and another person's behavior and judge. What do you think?
We had one priest who came. He was discussing with Kirtananda Maharaj. He did not know what God looked like. He never gave anything, never talked about God, but he said he loved God.
Yeah. What kind of love?
Nor did he say his people ever came to church. He said at best they come once a week. He said that's all that's necessary.
But love does not mean that you come once in a week at my house. Love means you come to my house, give me some presentation, and take something from me. Tadasi pratijnati bhunte bhojayate chaiva sarvida prisirakshan. Love means if you love somebody, then you must give him something. You must accept something from him. Tadasi pratijnati. You must disclose your mind to him, and he should disclose his mind to you. Dadati pudginnati gujjava khati gucchati cha bhunte bhojaya. If you love somebody, you give him something eatable, and whatever eatable he offers, you accept. The six kinds of exchange makes love. But if you do not know the person, the boy or the girl, then where is the question of love? Love begins, if you love some girl, if you love some boy, then you give something, some presentation. And he gives you some presentation. That develops love. You give something to eat, and whatever he gives you to eat, you disclose your mind, my dear, such and such, I love you, this is my ambition. These are the exchange of love. So if there is no person-to-person meeting, where is the question of love? That is not love. If I love somebody and weekly I visit that house, this is the house, that's all. Where is the exchange of love? Love means there is exchange. If somebody, you love somebody, you have not given anything to that somebody, neither you have taken somebody, something from him, where is the love? Is that love? An imperfect knowledge. love, the conclusion is, religion means to love God. And to love God means you must know He is God. There cannot be any other alternative. You must know the person who is God. Then you exchange. That we are teaching. We are asking our disciples to rise early in the morning, offer Mangala Arati, then Bhog Arati. Are we so fools, rascals, that we are wasting time worshipping a dog like that? Sometimes they think like that. But that is not the fact. No, definitely. Yes, Krishna is God. And we must love Him like this. That is the super excellence of Krishna consciousness movement. We do everything definitely on positive platform. Is that clear? Anyone? Any question?
Then you said that we must know God before we can love Him. So that means it's devotional service is preceded by knowledge.
That is the process in the Bhagavad Gita. And there are 18 chapters. The whole 18 chapters is the education, how to know God. And when Arjuna completely in awareness, he accepted Krishna, you are Param Brahma, Param Rama. That is understanding. And then surrender, Sarva Dharma. Unless you know God, how you surrender? If some third class man comes, you surrender him. And will you do that? Why should I surrender? You must know, here is God. I must surrender. The 18th chapter is described to know God. And then Krishna proposes, surrender unto me. Then Arjuna did it. Yes. So without knowing, how you can surrender? Know God. Then you surrender. Otherwise, how blindly you can surrender? That is not possible. So this is the science, how to know God, Bhagavad Gita. The preliminary. You want to know more, then read Bhagavatam. And if you are in intense love with God, then read Charitamrita. How the intensification can be more intensified? There is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary book to understand God and surrender. And from the surrendering point, further progress, there is Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the love is intense, to make it more intensified, that is Chaitanya. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a man after God. Sunnai Gangyala Sarvam Govindam Pirayanam. I find everything vacant without Krishna. That is the supreme ecstasy. So these things cannot happen without love. If you love somebody, then if he is not there, you find everything vacant. Otherwise, there are so many things. People will say, you are sick, vacant, everything is full now, filled up. That is another stage, transcendental prayer. Lover and beloved, they can understand. So now you come to the Govinda, Vidayana. Very end. That is the supreme state of love. Is that clear or not?
There's just one more thing. What's the minimum knowledge one must have?
God is great, that's all. God is great. Krishna proved that He is great. Whoever is God. Everyone says God is there. Allahu Akbar, Muslims say. God is there. Christian says God is there. And Hindu says Parabrahma. So God is great. So Krishna proved that He is all great. There is God. Krishna, when He was present, He proved it, that He is the great. There is God. If you accept God is great, and if you find somebody who is great in everything, then He's God. How can I deny it? At least you can see Krishna great by His Bhagavad Gita. It is still going on. 5,000 years passed, still Bhagavad Gita is accepted as the greatest book of knowledge all over the world. Even among the Christians, among the Muslims, those who are really learned, they take it, yes. That is greatness of Krishna, in knowledge. Who can give that knowledge? That is the proof that He is God. Visajyasya samagrasya vijyasya jasya jnana, knowledge. Where is such knowledge throughout the whole world? Everything, every line is sublime knowledge. If one studies, scrutinizing Bhagavad Gita, you find Krishna is Supreme Lord.
Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Mr. Mike Darby, recorded June 30th, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
We are coming from Detroit.
Detroit, Toronto.
There are so many factories for four-wheel vehicles. There is no factory to educate man to the right path. Perhaps this is our little attempt, this Krishna consciousness movement, how to educate to the right path. So we are not getting any help either from the authority in our own way. As far as possible, we are doing. When people will be educated, they will be able to understand who is Guru, who is not Guru. We can say, but who is going to accept? We say, all well, they are all rascals. But who will accept our statement? I am the state there, I am in a department to see. What is the qualification of Guru? The angel, they have taken step. That like Krishna's time, one man falsely presented himself as God. Immediately his head was cut off. Pondu. So, the state must be very strong to punish the miscreant, but there is no such thing.
This man, Sun Young Moon, claims to be the Messiah, the Jesus Christ returned.
So it is the duty of the Christian, but they're also, what can I say? They're passing resolution according to the time, changing the instruction of Bible. How they can be fixed up. Our standard is Bhagavad Gita as it is. we accept Guru as the principle of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he speaks what Krishna has spoken, then he is Guru. Similarly, in Christianity, you actually take care that whether one is speaking according to the Ten Commandments, he is living according to the rules and regulations of the Ten Commandments, then he is Guru. So why people accept them? Because they are in ignorance, they do not know. Who is real or is fake? But the standard is there. Take for example in the Bible, it is said, thou shalt not kill. But everyone is killing. Killing is the business of the Christian. They are maintaining big shutter. We are maintaining cows here, and there are others who are maintaining cows for slaughter. Why? So the commandment should clearly say that thou shalt not kill. And how they will detect? If they are violating themselves the law, how they will punish the lawbreaker? Physician is like the physician himself is diseased and is going to treat other patients.
So they all just continue in a circle to break their own lives.
That was done.
Would it help if someone took the Bible and wrote a Vaishnava purport or tried to simplify it so the people could understand it? Language is difficult for the common man now to understand.
And that we are spreading a Krishna consciousness movement. That you have what Krishna or God says, that's all. In our Bhagavad Gita, the Guru's description is there. Who is Guru? Read the fourth chapter. Our this all literature. Simply Guru and disciple. One is instructing and one is hearing.
From 4.1. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktavana Hamavyayam, Vivishvan Manavay Praha Manol Itvakavay Bravit. Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivashvan, and Vivashvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
So, Krishna instructed first to the sun god. Sun god instructed his son, Mano. He instructed his son, Ikshvaku, in this way. Things are coming. Then the second prayer.
Imam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajasovidahu Sakalina Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa. This is supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost.
The succession was broken. So similarly, Christ says something, so if that commandment is received by succession, then it goes nicely. But if you break it according to your necessity, then where is the
No. no use if you have the information, if you have the rules there, the laws there, to be passed, and someone forgets them. It's a sin.
No, they are passing resolution. Suppose there is a law of the state, ordinary, say, keep to the right. And in this village, all members, they assemble together and pass a resolution that no, keep to the left. Will it be accepted? Even they pass resolution, the state will not accept. Unless it is, of course, there should be no change by anything spoken by God or His Son or His Prince. That cannot be changed. It is not that Christ said 2,000 years ago, thou shalt not kill. Now it can be changed. That is Askarna. They are doing that. Then if you do that, then as it is said here, then it becomes lost. Then there is no meaning. If we take the instruction of God and His representative as temporary, then He is not representative, He is not God. But a man is spoken by God and His representative, that is eternal. Cannot change by your wings. But that is going on. I do not wish to discuss very much, but that is actually going on. As people there by votes in the parliament, they pass any nonsense thing. But they want to do that in the case of Bible law. Then where is the authority of Bible? Christ says that thou shalt not kill. And people, say 10,000 people in a meeting, pass resolution, no, this is wrong. Then where is the authority of Bible? Then you become authority.
Then, in the Bible, the beginning of it says, that God created the heaven and the earth, and yet they say, give the description in Genesis as the way God created the heaven and the earth. Does this not conform with Brahma's work?
Yes. God has created everything. Just like father, son, and the mother. Mother gives birth to the son. When the mother is impregnated by the father, this is the law, everyone knows. Now you can see that so many trees are coming from earth. Is it not? Trees and plants and grass. And we eat them, we live. Therefore, the earth is mother, and the children are so many. The plants are about 2 million types of plants. Jayana Vulakhani Savara Rakkarunsati. Then there are insects, reptiles, then beasts, then man in this way. That's how a living entity. The living entities are produced from the earth. The earth is the mother, and the living entities are the sons. Then where is the father? A simple thing, why do they not inquire? Where is the father?
Krishna.
Yes. Krishna, God or whatever you say, there must be father. You cannot say that these children, the offsprings are coming automatically. Then you are a fool if you say like that. And that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out this verse. Sarva joni sukanti asambhavanti mutrela kasan mahat jani brahma aham bija pradapita.
Sarva joni sukanti amote asambhavanti ya kasan brahma mahat jani aham bija pradapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
So how can I deny God? How can you deny your father? If you say, I'm not seeing my father, that doesn't mean you have no father. Ask your mother, she'll reply, yes, you have your father. So the argument is forwarded that we cannot see God, therefore there is no God. This rascal argument is being forwarded. Because you are speaking, you are existing, that must be father. That is conclusion. Without father, there would have been no possibility of your existence. You are speaking, talking so loudly, there is no God. This is going on. Because I do not see God, therefore there is no God.
Yet so many people call themselves Christians, they still try to deny God.
Not only Christians, the whole world is now like that. Religion has become a subject matter of lucky. If one is God conscious, religious, he is considered fool, number one. Not very much advanced. Especially the scientists, the rascal scientists. And they will bluff you in so many ways that life is produced from chemicals. And when we challenge them that you make a little egg with chemicals and put it in the incubator and let life come, what is the answer? So-called scientists who say that life is made by combination of chemicals. And still they assert big, like big, big books, that life is coming out of chemicals. And people are accepting this bluff. It is a very precarious condition of the present world. People want to be bluffed, and there are many bluffers. And they are satisfied that I am bluffed by a big bluffer. This is one.
These scientists speak about making life of chemicals. yet none of them have even been able to begin their experiments. They can claim...
Therefore say, begin with the small head.
Yeah.
Then talk of big things. Mm.
They can make one chemical which leads to life, but no more.
Not only that, if you are a sane man, you analyze your body. You find out what is life. Beginning analysis is the breathing. So take, now a man is dead. Somebody says, now, because his breathing is stopped, therefore he's dead. So what is his breathing? It is simply a little air. So put some machine, and the air may come and go, and give him life. Now take anything, breathing, then you take blood, then you take skin, then you take muscle, then you take bone, then take your stool, urine, find out life. Is it possible? Then why do you say that life is a combination of things? You take this blood, urine, and stone, bone, and muscle, and hear what is combination and produce another man. So they are talking this nonsense and nonsense people. And they are being paid for high salary for talking this at the cost of the taxpayer.
Yeah. They profit, no one else does.
And they are going to the moon planet, Mars planet, and bringing some dust.
They try to keep the people busy by showing them their planets.
And busy means they can show all this bluff, busy program to the rascals, not to the sane men.
Could you tell us a little about your spiritual master's life? I've never heard anything.
This is spiritual master, one who is the representative of God, and one who speaks what God has said, then he is spiritual master.
But I have never heard anything of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and I wondered if you would tell me a little bit about him, if you would.
What shall I say? You are my spiritual master, and whatever he taught, we are speaking. That's all. We don't talk any nonsense.
That's all I have to ask you. Thank you for allowing me your time.
Thanks.
I waited very long to see you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.